For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Joy Bonalla with My Telehealth. According to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, drug overdoses killed more than 93,000 Americans in 2020, which represents a 30% increase in overdose deaths from 2019. Dr. Karen Hartwell is an associate professor in the Addiction Sciences Division in the Department of Psychiatry at the Medical University of South Carolina. She explains why.
There's been an increase in opioid overdose deaths across the country and right here in our own state. And in large measure, this is likely driven to the addition of fentanyl, which is a high-potency synthetic opioid, to the heroin supply. It's also has been added to the illicit supply of cocaine, methamphetamine, and often even on occasion has been found to be pressed into a pill. So it looks like you're getting a brand name drug and actually it contains fentanyl.
Dr. Hartwell says the COVID-19 pandemic was another contributing factor.
It's been very stressful for all of us. There's been increased social isolation. People have lost their jobs. People are worried about losing their homes.
One more issue is the lack of healthcare providers who have been trained to treat certain types of drug overdoses. To combat this, Dr. Hartwell co-directs a telementoring program called Project Echo for opioid use disorders. The Echo model uses telehealth platforms to connect providers to a hub of experts from an academic medical center.
The whole goal of Echo is to advance evidence-based practices in underserved areas. So if you live in a very rural part of South Carolina, you may not have the funds to go to a national meeting and hear the latest research. But here we're actually able to disseminate the most recent evidence for people to improve their care of their patients.
One important part of the project is to provide training courses for providers who need to prescribe life-saving medications.
In order to prescribe buprenorphine, traditionally medical providers have had to complete an 8-hour specific waiver training and apply to the DEA for additional certification. Part of our program has been actually to go out into the community and provide some of these 8-hour waiver trainings in order to increase the number of waiver providers in the state.
Rachel Grader is outreach coordinator for the MUSC Center of Telehealth Project Echo and Women's Reproductive Behavioral Health.
Having continuous access to professional mentorship and being part of a community is incredibly helpful to providers, especially in a rural state.
Grader says any specialty can be a focus of an echo.
The first half of the echo session is a de-identified case presented by a member of our echo community. This is followed by a question and answer and discussion forum where participants are free to ask any questions.
She says supporting rural healthcare providers improves access to care.
There's an exponential increase and access to specialty care because you're moving knowledge instead of having to move patients. So patients get the care they need in the communities that they live in.
Grader says worldwide, there are more than 600 Echo hubs spanning 52 countries. In South Carolina, Project Echo for Opioid Use Disorders has garnered more than 2,400 participants and captured nearly every county.
If we create Echoes that are based on the healthcare needs of our communities, we can improve lives and we can improve our state's healthcare outcomes.
I'm Joy Bonalla with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.